This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Thank you for staying tuned. We're now at your info. My name is Enoa Gbevire. And yesterday, the All Progressives Congress, APC, brought out figures for its nomination and expression of interest forms for those who want to vie for office. According to the document, those aspiring for the position of party chairman asked to pay 20 million, and those for deputy national chairmanship position, 10 million. The national working committee positions cost 5 million naira. And then we have national executive committee positions, 1 million. We've got national vice chairman, also a member of the NWC, that position. Okay, that's an exception, all right. Says there is a reduced fee of 50% for various positions for women and people living with disability. All right, let me get to the way there once. Okay. Was part of the decisions reached at the National Working Committee's meeting yesterday. The president was in that meeting. So the figures, according to the document, says expression of interest forms, that's for the House of Assembly, it's 500,000 naira, while the nomination form is 1.5 million naira, that's 2 million for State House of Assembly forms. Then House of Reps, 1 million for expression of interest form and 9 million for nomination form. That's 10 million for House of Reps. For the Senate, expression of interest form is 3 million naira. Nomination form is 17 million. That's 20. For those that want to go for Senate. For governorship positions, the expression of interest form is 10 million naira, while the nomination form is 40. That's 50 million naira. And then for the presidential ticket, 30 million is for expression of interest, while 70 million is for the nomination forms. That brings it to 100,000 naira. A 50% discount was announced for the expression of interest form for youths between the ages of 20 and 40 years. Now, that's for the APC. For the PDP, we have, and by the way, in 2015, I believe, the ticket for the APC presidential position was 20 million. So now it's 100 million. For the PDP, it's 40 million for presidential aspirants. Expression of interest form is 5 million and nomination form 35 million. Of course, the figures were much cheaper in 2019 and in 2015. And some people say that democracy is being threatened by the undue monetization of the process. In the past, we've talked about these things, and Labour believe that because of the amount of money that a person needs to spend to get into office, it's inevitable that they will go there and steal. But some people have said, well, if the nomination forms are going to cost this high, then perhaps what they're stealing and they're bringing back into circulation might not be totally a bad thing. And then there's this group of people that are saying, why don't we just scrap nomination forms already? Why don't people just, the party works it out and people just emerge? Okay. And then, is it really a price too high to pay? Is it too much for someone who wants to lead? And like I said earlier on the show, the person who wants to get into the office of the president right now is coming to save. It's a mission to save Nigeria. It's not just to rule or govern or whatever it is that, you know, people think it is. It is to save Nigeria. We have other political parties that have smaller amounts. They have smaller amounts than these two. I think there's the Zenith Labour Party offering free nomination forms for youths and women. And I think I've got a few a few weeks ago, there was a protest by their candidate, or their aspirant rather, saying that the cost for the nomination forms were too high. Okay, that's the ABGA story. They're protesting the cost of the presidential, let's see. It's not just frustrating, but discouraging to genuine aspirants. So does the money involved make an aspirant more genuine than the other? So what ABGA has there, expression of interest form for the president is presidential ticket is 5 million, while nomination form is 20, that's 25. Governorship, 15. Senate, 10. 7 million for House of Reps, House of Assembly, 2.5. And for those of them, for those of you who are really complaining about the figure, would you say it's a price too high to pay? Yes, some people are saying, oh, it's to weed out certain people. Well, if you have friends that are willing to support you, nobody can really weed you out, because after buying the forms, then you've got to go through the primaries before we even talk about you being a candidate. 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009. For the Zenith Labour Party House of Reps, House of Assembly is 350,000, House of Reps 700,000. That's just to get the forms. I mean, the figures I've read out initially are just to get express interest, pick up the forms. Then there is something they have to do with the delegates to get the vote. Then when they get the vote and they become candidates, then the journey begins. So this is just preliminary, you know. My name is Eno Agbevi. Let's talk. Good morning.
Good morning, my sister.
You're on.
Are you hearing me?
Go on.
This price, where they put like this, is to show everybody that that Nigeria are not talking to the people. To anybody who can buy this home, how will the person rule and how will the person remember masses in the country?
I don't understand.
So this, please, my sister, I'm sure I don't have much to talk. Let this people divide this country. Let everybody go.
There has to be a process for candidates to emerge. Do you understand? So there must be a process. We can't just divide the country. You're making it sound like it's bread and butter. Good morning.
Good morning. Hello.
Yes, let's hear you.
From the current channel. First, you've been able to align the comparative analysis of both party, political parties and their series of nominations. You agree with me that in 2015, the price of nomination form for PDP was higher than that of APC. The reason was very simple. At that time, 2014, before the 2015 election, the PDP was the government in power at the national. And so, there are a lot of graduates who want to use the opportunity of fact that the PDP is in power, meaning that if they take the ticket, they win election. So you have so much person that will want to aspire, that they have that confidence that their party will win election. So PDP has to raise their seat up. Raising the seat up doesn't mean you don't want other people to contest. But that those who are serious, you have something in that state. You know, probably you have a house. You want to stake your house with the money. So remember, your house is at stake. So you must be serious to know that it's either you win or you lose. If you're not serious, you won't take such risk. The same thing is happening now. APC has ruled for 8 years. And so, there are some graduates who believe that APC will continue because they are in power. So you see, everybody wants to contend for president.
So the stakes are higher now.
Yes. So APC now, the stakes is higher because they're in power.
Okay.
That's why the nominal fee is high. Again, if you look at the rationale behind it, as a president, if you want to contest for president of this country, you have 36 states. You reach out to 36 state leaders of the party who believe that you have what it takes to support, to rule them, and they can support you with political funds. If you have 1,000 persons that give you just 5 million naira, or 1 million naira, 1 million naira from 5,000 persons across 36 states. You have raised the money. These people will give you this money because they believe you have what it takes to represent them and rule this country. So it's another way to ensure that members are
committed to the process
that will represent the party are those who have the strength across the country. So even if you don't have money and you have people, you have the opportunity to also contest.
All right, thank you for calling. Interesting. I'm just thinking of Anambra State, and I hear that they've got the most number of millionaires. That means Anambra people can just sit down and say, hey, we're going to decide who gets the tickets effortlessly. 5,000 people across 36 states bringing 1 million naira. We're Nigerian for. Don't be like that. Good morning. Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, David. So, Mr. Progress of Benny. I don't even know where to start from, but I want to start by saying that this is very, very bad. It is bad in the sense that we are all condemned the fact that our politicians are making themselves to be law. How could you say that somebody that is coming to serve us, you want to hire someone who will work for you, and you're asking the person to pay 100 whopping million naira? But this is evil. I want to say that we should all stand up. Nigerians should all stand up, not only us speaking against it. In the control of the policies of government, I also know that the media have a very big role to play. Let all the media houses in Nigeria speak bad against this. I'm sure that they will.
We're not political parties.
And I want to advise all those who are vying for this position not to buy this form. I don't know how this will work, but I'm sure that if people refuse to buy this form, they will reduce it.
Who will refuse to buy? The people that want to get into office? Are you serious? Haven't you heard all the declarations in the news?
Preparing for election time, you're asking somebody who will be president to pay 100 million naira, and you're saying that you pay 50 million naira. What kind of nonsense is that? Please let us all condemn this. This is evil on our land. God bless you.
An angry Nigerian. Oh my. Good morning. Is it a price too high to pay?
I want to have my take on this discussion.
Go on.
Yes, I'm calling from Eleme. I think from the amount that have been selected for the forms, we can see that the country is not safe politically. Because getting 100 million, it means the best person cannot come out. It means you have already streamlined it to license looters. So from PDP and APC, they are not going anywhere.
What does that mean?
Go somewhere. The population of Nigeria, the common people should look at these parties that offer their funds free and vote for those candidates. They will be the best, to produce the best president for us. Thank you.
No, hold on. How did you come about that, you know, that thought? Hello? Okay. Let's move on. We're not answering for. Good morning.
Good morning, the very distinguished channel once again.
Hello?
I remain temple location. The very distinguished channel, I begin to ask myself this morning, where is the hope of this not too young to run, as the president promised them to come down, the youth to come down, that immediately he finishes his tenure, he's going to ensure that the youth come up. And the cost of this...
Hold on, sir. What does that statement even mean? He's going to ensure how? Is he going to fix somebody there? Is he going to hand over without an election?
We need the youth as far as I'm concerned. I need an 11 playing ground.
No, hold on. Hold on. Don't get too excited already. I'm just saying, if you're saying the president said that he'll hand over to a youth, right? How is this going to happen? That's just talk.
The youth should come down, that he will ensure
how
the process is fair to the youth.
Hold on, sir. He doesn't control political parties.
I'm aware, but he has a great influence in his own political party. I mean, his own as well.
Okay.
His own political party. He is the leader.
Yeah, so there's a 50% discount
50% discount. for 100 million, you are giving 50%, not the 50 million.
Mm-hmm.
50 million. Distinguished honor.
Mm?
Let's not, we must tell ourselves the truth at this point in time.
I'm listening.
We are not even, we are talking of nomination form. We talk of the delegate. We must induce the delegate. We talk of the process of running an electional campaign. How much it will cost? Is this process not expensive? And we talk about somebody that will come and give Nigeria good dividends of democracy. Somebody who will come and cushion the effect of Nigeria. Somebody who will come and make sure that everything, every system is working. And the president go as far as spending over, maybe at the end of the day, spend over 5 billion or 6 billion in the cost of running your national campaign. And you win. You tend to make, you recover your money, you make gain at the end of the day. And such a person will sit down and say, the president has to make sure everything is working in Nigeria. And everybody who sponsored him or probably who contributed must get some kind of reward in terms of a contract. And we expect the good contract to be given to Nigeria. It's a good job delivery. But that makes sense for us, and we say that we need a credible candidate like this. People must get the many of our already got the form by Saturday the continue, the form will start selling. There are Nigerians who are ready to spend even 200 million. But how come are we going to make the bad, at least the worst from the bad? That is what we are going to play out. We are going to select from the worst and from the bad against the worst. Because, so for me, as far as 100 million naira is concerned, my brother, my sister, it's far, far away that Nigeria is heading to another quagmire.
All right. Thank you for calling. It sounded like he was trying to analyze the country and how it works. So you from campaigns, but I'm just thinking, do the candidates or the aspirants, do they really need to induce the delegates? Are we that greedy? You must collect money to support a person. Is it that you don't believe in the cause, you don't believe in the person, and you need that money to just settle yourself? You're Nigerian Food. Conversation continues after this commercial. My name is Eno Ogbeviri. Stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info. The Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
The APC has put its presidential ticket nomination and interest forms 100 million. A governorship 50. For the PDP, it's 40 million for the president's ticket. And let's see. 40 million and 35 for that's 40 million for the presidential for the PDP. Okay. Someone is saying, why all this noise? If you think that these parties, the tickets are overpriced, why don't you just boycott them and vote for people that you believe that will do better and perhaps not need to rob the country blind to repay the investments they made in the business of being in a public office. My name is Eno Ogbeviri, 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009. On Facebook, Kali Saluchi says, for me, I suggest they should increase it since everybody wants to form. I think we have at least 10 people who have said they would like to pick up the forms in, the PDP and APC so far. Matalayo Sari said the cost is very high. What about the youth? What would they do? Luna John on Facebook, the 100 million and other millions for those contestants shows that the lifestyle of the rich is completely different from the masses. And it is unfortunate that some masses will still die for the rich to become leaders in Nigeria. Okay? He wants God to deliver Nigeria from these people that don't have the experience of what the masses are passing through. Okay. Iwuchukwu Desmond, see this thing here. This is a major problem of Nigeria. I wonder why the Electoral Act Amendment Bill didn't amend this act. This is criminal, ridiculously appalling, bamboozling, and incomprehensible. This is one of the major reasons our politicians catch groove at the expense of the poor masses. They bribe the poor to hurt the poor. How do we explain this outrageous sum of money not to be covered when one finally emerges victorious at the polls? How do you think the contestant will not play dirty to win at the polls after paying this amount of money? Where do you expect able-bodied Nigerians, one sane in mind and in action, one that has the capacity to take Nigeria out of the trenches, to get this kind of money to buy these forms, run campaigns and other things? At the end, we're at the mercy of the devil and the deep blue sea and left to choose the lesser evil. You see, one has sent on said reason why the anger of ASUU members rage. So one politician will pay over 100 million to take power, but they cannot come together and offset the bills of the aggrieved pressure groups and most importantly get students back in classes. Well, this is Nigeria. Look how we're living now. Everybody be leave it there. Thank you for your message. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, you're on.
Yes, my name is Akant. I'm calling from Borogoro. I think, like I said, the amount set by the ruling All Progressive Congress is very outrageous. And again, I want to say it very clearly. You know, I don't know if I said anything about the women's participation in their own political party.
I think that's in consideration. I think there's some consideration, but I don't understand. Does money know gender?
You are like SDP, like the party called SDP. They also fix a certain amount. It is free for women contestants. And anyone that can come out to success for the election is free. Before it should be purchased for free. Even as you look at the donorship. So as a ruling party, one would have expected that they would have given excessive consideration to women participation in their own presidential donorship. But women have been relegated to the background, also to youth. So I advise you, they have also made it, so they have relegated the women. So for the money, if I have to look at it now.
But if the money is outrageous, must you vote for them?
Group of people will come together that want to purchase funds for the social candidate. Where would those two acquire that money from? 100 million that one or two people will come together that want to buy funds for social persons. Who should be able to act? Where would they get that money from?
Okay, so we've heard people, I think there's one candidate that has come out to say, or one aspirant that said that people bought forms for him. So all of you who have been supporting these people, it's time to show working now. Show working. Support your person. Crowdfunding.
Good morning, Emma.
Good morning.
My name is D.D. Paluti. I'm calling you all the way from Yedegua by FSA.
You're welcome.
You know, 2015, rice was 8,000 naira. Today it's going for about 30,000. Rubber of Jari was 250. Today it's over 1,000 naira. And they say it's what? Inflation, right? Don't people expect inflation to also affect APC form?
Good question.
2015, the present president bought his form, both the nomination or whatever, for 27 million. Now he's going for 100 million. He's also going to affect the form. Do you think it's only going to affect what we buy in the market? No, it's going to affect everything. So nobody should complain. When they told us all the told us 2015, we bought them hook, line, and sinker. And today we are watching YouTube. It will not go down. The simple logic is this. If you don't like it, we don't have just two parties in this country. I think there are about 18 of them. The other sisters, and I think there will be some of them who want to even give their form free. Don't come and be our party name. Give you form free. So I don't know why we are shouting about these two parties. Now, we shout, oh, what about the youth participation? The president said that. Those parties, they have youth, and their youth come out to complain. And their youth come out to say, no, this form is still existing and we can't pay, or we don't know, we are going to leave this party. Sorry. They are not complaining. So why are those of us who are not even part of the party, why are we complaining? It's not for them. At the end of the day, where we decide is different. We are going to decide on the day of election. If you have a candidate you know you love and you think this person can do something good for Nigeria, and if that's going to go and buy the form 1 billion naira,
That is not your problem. It is left for the candidate to be seen when he's ready for time for us to vote. If you want to vote for that person, we vote for the person. Whatever amount they want to buy their vote, it is not our problem. We have 18 parties.
All right.
If anybody is not comfortable, go to the other 16.
Thank you, Balogun, for calling. We're now adjourned for an hour. Good morning.
Yeah, Mr. Zainon.
Could you move away from the noise, please?
Thank you. Thank you very much. This is Mr. Zainon. I'm calling from both. And this would have been a marriage. She will say it's domestic violence. And we advise, if it doesn't favor you, you go. Why are we complaining? Why don't you want to go to other parts that will give us the atmosphere that we need?
They are not on ground. They don't have a structure.
Okay. But the truth is this. Who are those people complaining?
Nigerians.
When I went through social media, if even the youth that are complaining around thing, I'm telling you, the same youth are complaining. And look at how the setting was. Whenever there is one law or two that the Electoral Act, the next thing you will see, political parties will inflate their forms. All against the youth. When they came with the not too young to rule, what happened to the forms? They skyrocketed. They now come to, oh, resign, don't resign, this, that. What happened to political party forms? Inflated. And who are those complaining? The same youth. When Mr. President said the youth of Nigeria were lazy, we thought he was just talking. Oh, we are waking up in the morning now. We are doing this now. We are doing. Is that so strange? There are people in their office who just fall on their feet, find two documents. At the end of the month, they go with millions. They are thinking. Until the Nigerian youth start to think, that is when I will start to have strength. Do you know? I miss this form.
We need to wrap this up.
I miss this form in the increase of this form now. If the Nigerian youth, the way they mobilize for the not to end fast, if they can mobilize in that crowd and form their own political party or support on that political party, we have this kind of struggles and conversations, the youth should rise up and defend their strength. Mrs. Zion.
Rise up and defend your strength. Good morning, Eno. Justice Gibson writes tweets, actually. The outrageous amount pegged by these political parties is not my problem. After all, it's the proceeds of their corrupt tendencies. My only problem is that this money doesn't come directly to the poor masses like me. This is APC, so I'm not surprised. And then we've got Aaron Augustine. The price of dollar has increased drastically from 2019 to now, so one would expect the tickets of these highly esteemed parties to increase. Remember that commercial airlines have said that they want to start charging in dollars because Naira has crashed. On WhatsApp, we have Matthew Ebube Jonathan from Engeni saying it's very bad when they said they're fighting corruption. They've brought not too young to rule. Which Nigerian youth can comfortably bring out 100 million for form? 50, actually. Waiting for EFCC to arrest whoever that purchases. You're joking. You're joking. He says, Obiku Bena, a well-known businessman, buried his mom with his money. EFCC invited him for questioning. So as to how he got his money, I'm waiting for them to question whoever that buys his form. He wasn't called in by the EFCC to because he buried his mom. No, please. That wasn't what happened. Aloe Jonah says, I should inform the callers that women and people with disabilities are free. ABC and PDP should just tell us their party is too old. It's for old people, so young people can form our own. I don't know if anybody's held any young people from not forming their own. The perceived exorbitant price is an outcome of lack of citizens' participation. That's why Mr. Olalekan Ovundayige is a strong advocate of average Nigerians joining and participating in party politics at internal party level. To be frank, non-APC members like myself shouldn't be busybodies in APC's internal party activities. Can I influence them from outside? No. I mean, even the Supreme Court has ruled severely that the internal matters of a political party is the exclusive preserve of that political party. Besides ABGAP, PDP and APC, I think we have up to 15 other political parties eligible for presidential polls. If we're offended by the exclusive actions, let's start the process of founding and registering a new inclusive political party that would have free and affordable forms for aspirants. 2023 general elections too early, so we can target November 2023 Kogi and Bayelsa polls to test run our new party. Tech party, right? Where will the common citizens get such amount? May God help Nigeria. Moses, the office, public offices are not for common citizens. You must know that. Godwin, my question is, what will the party do with the huge... It's not your business. Is anyone that can afford that money should be investigated. Okay. Oike says, our politicians are businessmen and women, judging from the outrageous amount of money fixed on the purchase of ordinary party nomination forms. No wonder they ignored the masses after their election. I would advocate for a law enabling INEC to fix its internal politics. I sometimes feel that these politicians do not think good about us, being the youth and our future. How can a form be sold at that high? For that high? It's right time you should stand up and say no. DS Ado, do you have a plan about the standing up and saying no to a party's internal matter? John says, why people complain about ABC forms? We have 18 political parties. Go to those parties where the forms are cheap and buy forms. Must you buy from APC? APC is a big platform, the largest party in Africa. You don't expect APC to sell forms cheap like other mushroom parties. We're not tuned for. Good morning. Hello?
Sorry. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, you're Nigerian, Phil.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I'm Mobin, I'm calling from Port Harcourt. I'm not against anybody bringing out maybe 100 million to buy a form. But what I'm interested is, you know that currently they have not put security on ground, because I always hear you say, go and get your PVC. They did the leave chairman this thing, and somebody died. These people that is bringing out this something, why not use it and invest in security? And if you check all of them, and check all the names that APC bring for president, people that come out to say to contest, all of them have corruption charges. Check all of them. They have
all of them?
Corruption. Check all of their names. Whose money is something your country is going to use to buy? Whose money is going to buy? Even the Bumai. All of them have corruption charges.
Shibajo, does it have?
Oshimanjo, you remember what they accused him of one money? He stole that money and they're feeding money.
No, but that's not his office. That's not his office. We're not tuned for. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Senor. I'm a war journal justice.
All right.
It is very, very, very amazing. The outrageous price of the APC presidential for 100 million. I begin to think, if we should tell ourselves the truth, for 4 years, how much is the monthly salary of the president? Is it up to 100 million for 4 years by basic salary? Except they are not telling us the truth that is in the system. It is all corrupt tendency. Because you cannot tell a man that his salary is 40-something million for 4 years to buy a form of 100 million. Where do they get the money from?
This
is annoying.
Oh.
Thank you.
All right. Kelechi James, it's pure madness. How can a form go for 100 million for the president, precisely over 500 million for all campaigns and miscellaneous? How would that person work? I mean, to serve. Indeed, we're really joking in this nation. Kelechi, have you heard the word sacrifice? So I want to sacrifice 100 million in the first instance to get to be the flag bearer. Once I'm able to do that, then I will pour out my heart to serve Nigerians, you know, with all my strength, with all my might, you know. Ikagbu Etoke from Port Harcourt, I actually have ensured that this part was included in the electoral bill to de-emphasize money politics by setting a maximum of 10 million for presidential form ATC. Even campaign funds should be monitored. This trend breeds corruption. But the campaign money, who does it get to? No, let's be honest. Who does the campaign money get to? Good morning.
Good morning. Hello, good morning.
You're on.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, good morning.
Hello?
Good morning. You're on. Let's talk.
Okay. My name is Kachi from Port Harcourt.
Okay.
I think it is really terrible what the politicians are doing, because how do they expect youth to get 50 million? They're saying youth inclusiveness. And it is with 50 million. Which youth can afford it? And just like you said now, the youth will collect the campaign money and eat and suffer for the next 8 years. I don't know if they, I don't know how long we will suffer before we will learn in this country. If only the youth can come together and form their own party, because it is still the same youth that will vote in these people and then start complaining afterwards. So, is it not possible for us to come together and form our own youth party,
yeah,
and sell our own form at
a youth party,
at reasonable cost, and then come into power and do what we're supposed to do? Do the right thing for once. Rather than collecting peanuts today and then be hungry for the next 8 years and then keep on suffering and complaining and suffering and recycling the same people who have impoverished us and putting us through this hell. I think it's time for the youth of Nigeria to finally wake up. Stop working for these people. They use us, don't use them and dump them and forget about them for the next 8 years and then come back afterwards to buy something else because of hunger. And I don't know if it's foolishness or something that makes them to go back, these same people collect something and they come back again to suffer. Thank you.
But then again, the youth have power now. Aren't they youths in these political parties? The youth go out to vote. The voting strength is, you know, on the side of the youth. So if you don't like who they're going to bring forward, you can do something now while you're waiting to form that text political party, youth party. You can say, okay, you've given us, you've made very poor choices with the candidates that you've made with the candidates that you've put forward. So we're going to ignore those ones and vote for people in smaller parties that look like they can actually get the job done. So the power is not reduced. The power is still in the hands of the youths. Good morning. Hello.
Hello, no, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, my name is Susie. I'm calling from Erima Community. I think that, even if it's an error on the part of APC members perceived by all our country, I think that particular genius is to reduce exodus. People, more people buying the form and all of that. So it's always
time that you think it would? You think it would?
My worry is that.
Susie.
Hello? My worry.
Susie. Oh dear. Susie, call again if you can. I'm just wondering, you think that amount would deter at least the 10 major people who have said, aspirants who have said they want to get the form, you think that amount would deter them, really? Because everyone who's come out has come out to say, I'm the solution, I'm the one that will save Nigeria. So they don't sound like they're thinking about it, they sound like they're sure they're going to be able to do it. So, let's talk. Good morning.
Good morning, my sister woman, you know. My name is David West, ATM Nigeria, and I'm calling you from Yenegua this morning. And my sister, I want to speak my language, and I will translate it for you in English, with your kind permission. There is this word we used to say in my language, Igwa Moselete. That is to say that the high jump at started selecting leg. Are you with me?
I'm listening.
As the high jump progresses, we now begin to know who and who can jump properly. You see, I do not even see any reason why there should be so much cacophony of voices. If FPC decides to sell their nomination form and what have you for 100 million, at least INEC has registered 18 political parties or so that are qualified to partake in the general election. Why not they go to other parties and obtain this form? After all, even the newly registered party, is it an NPP or so? In Yenegua, yesterday I saw somebody who wants to contest for House of Assembly, bought a form for 400,000 naira and 50,000 naira for logistics. That is 450,000 for
only
House of Assembly.
See?
So they should begin to go to other parties and get this thing. We must tie our umbilical cord to only APC and PDP. So no need to cry.
All right.
Go to other parties if they are not satisfied.
Thank you for calling. Yes, 18 political parties. But then again, maybe Nigerians really, really, really love the APC. They love the guys that have come out to say we want to aspire not to retire. Maybe they really, really love them. That's why they're concerned. But then again, I'm not sure part of the plan from the onset was to buy the forms for any of those aspirants. So really, why the outcry? And I did a little mathematics, you know. So if we get 10,000 people to crowdfund to bring together 10,000 naira. It's 100 million. So, do the math. Good morning.
Good morning, Emma.
Good morning.
I'm Comrade Kabari Kabari, calling from Bale Kuyikana. Enoho, it is condemnable the price at which these political parties slate the price of their pumps. It goes to show that the national anthem of Nigeria today is corruption.
How?
Good. You said that you have passed the bill that we give right to the youth to partake in the politics of Nigeria. Going by the exorbitant price of this one, is it encouraging?
Good question, but we have to anchor the show here today. Thank you for joining the conversation. We'll look into this matter as the days go by, but 18 political parties, you have a choice to make. If you love your candidate so much, perhaps crowdfunding should begin. My name is Enoh Agbevere. Thank you for your time. Good morning.